officially welcome everyone wherever you are in the world. If this is live or on a replay, my name is Eric Waldman. This is our first day of a very exciting journey. The first day of our inner reflection through the Tibetan karma. And if you are on this presentation, you are not new at our Karma Secrets meditations. And what we will do today is do a most beautiful integration in self-reflection and a Tibetan understanding of health, well-being of the body, of the mind. And the most important, of course, the purpose and the goal of every meditation that we do, which is for inner growth. And I am happy that you have taken on this challenge. It may not be as easy as it seems. And I hope that you will not skip any steps and follow through both on the meditations as well as on the daily reflections, which you will find a link from your pages. You may have received the links in the emails or wherever it is that you find. You will, if you look, you will find this link for the instructions. And those daily reflections are very, very important. And you will see towards the end of the challenge how we will combine and relate the elements to our experience. And without further ado, if you are a beginner, relative beginner, you may want to begin from a sitting down posture, of course, on a chair, not a couch, not a floor. If you are advanced students, you may choose to begin from a standing posture. Your eyes are closed. Your hands are free. You pay attention to your hands and wrists. And you relax into your posture, into your starting posture. One of the advanced lessons earlier today, we paid attention to three different perspectives of our learning process. One is blind belief and following through someone else's instruction. Second is gaining of knowledge, using somebody else's knowledge to understand. And the third is, of course, the experiential, the living truth. And our goal throughout Karma Secrets and, of course, throughout the Tibetan Karma 7-day challenge is to experience the living truth. To be able to really awaken the most integral, the most unified experience of your personal truth. Undoubtful. And only that can be constituted as growth. Everything else is maybe a moment, but not permanent. Now, growth is not a permanent thing. Of course, some people may think of searching for balance, thinking balance is something that can be found and kept somehow, boxed. But balance is, of course, an ever-growing, changing experience. So will we today. We will achieve what I call the dynamic balance through the ultimate inner truth, inner experience, which ultimately can be looked at as wisdom. By that, answering to the Tibetan karma and the element. We will not look at the introduction to the elements that you can do in your own time. The relevance of elements in our everyday life is obvious as we are part of the system. Whatever happens outside of us, so happens inside of us. Every feeling, every emotion, every thought has its roots and reflects inside of us. In those elements. The first truth that we're going to be looking at, because we will be working with truth alone, nothing imagined, nothing believed, nothing simply conceptualized without experience. Without inner experience, everything as is in the ultimate truth. The first truth, the easiest one to grasp. Is of course our breath. So as you relax. The best you can. Let's begin observing our breath. And we will observe our breath on many levels today. Many levels. The first is, of course, how the air enters our nostrils. And we should be breathing through our nostrils. Of course, if for one reason or another you have challenged breathing through your nostrils, breathe as it comes. But follow that breath as it comes in and as it's leaving. Follow that breath. As it is. As the breath comes in, you may begin noticing your thoughts. Oh, of course, we have a way to deal with thought. If thoughts are good, all thoughts that come to your mind right now are a reflection of the energy of the work that we are doing. Do not deny your thoughts. Simply observe them. And as you do, we call it framing. Catch that thought. Frame it. Give it a name, an appropriate name. Use your imagination, in this case, to actually imagination based on reality. Give it a name that is appropriate. If it's fear, it's fear. If it's doubt, it's doubt. If you see yourself running, then call this frame a running frame. If you see yourself laughing, enjoying yourself in that thought, call it joy, call it love, call it whatever you may. And once you do, once you catch that thought, reflect it back onto the body. Find where in your body the sensation arises that may be either initiating or resulting from that thought. The reason I say initiating or resulting, because there is a really cyclical, there's a cycle in our meditative state that happens. As we pay attention inwards, as we are doing right now to our breath, that attention awakens a thought. That thought awakens emotion. That emotion expresses in the body. Find the place, an organ and system. Many different responses happen. It could be a tingling, it could be heat or cold or heaviness or light, depression, pain, somewhere. Just notice that. Notice how that thought comes back. At the same time, we continue observing your breath. From time to time, your mind will wander, catch it thinking, smile to that, because you knew it was going to do that. Train that thought. Name it. Embody it. Internalize. Reflect on it. And go back to your breath. Notice the rising and the falling of your abdomen. Initiates movement. Relax your head and your neck. Continue paying attention to your breath. Relax it so much where you trust it to guide you and lead you. Relax it so much where you recognize the change of posture and movement. Recognize that nothing is permanent. Everything is changing. And you are observing it. Relax your shoulders. Let them too be elastic. Plastic. In modern science, they've found the relation between neuroplasticity and elasticity of the body. I think they found the neuroplasticity of the brain, and we give it, extending it to the body. Neuroplasticity is called neurogenesis, actually, the birth of new brain cells. Stem cells in the brain take on functions, new functions in the brain. Adding new brain cells. It's new science, relatively, today. It will become probably the key to recognition of wisdom. The science does such a great job looking at the truth of all things, at the reality of all things. If we could only take this truth, that science, and make it an inner experience, we would still find our own wisdom, our own ultimate truth. Today's element will be air. According to Tibetan ancient knowledge, the elements play a significant role. In how we react, in the sensations of our reactions to agitation, to information, to what we notice in our senses. And then we unconsciously embody creating certain challenges for ourselves to see through that truth that is required. Often they give an example of us being like a fish in polluted water. Our mind becomes like that polluted water, and we are living in that mind. Clearing that mind will make us like the happy fish in a clear water. And the meditation of the elements helps to clear that mind, to purify that mind, making thinking, decisions, action more clear. When it's more clear, you're more in peace. Your emotions are more stable. You have a peaceful mind and a peaceful heart. But until that water is purified, you are an unhappy fish in that mind. Anger, jealousy, follow. Stress, anxiety, dissatisfaction. Reminding you that even though I'm sharing some words with you right now, those words create images in your mind. Those words create emotional responses. Those words are also becoming, reflecting in those elements inside your body. Please notice the thoughts that are formulated from the words that I say. Frame that thought, catch it, name it. Not the words that I say, not the information that you receive. That you don't have to catch. But what it triggers. Because you can't catch the words. The only thing that's left is the trigger that these words create. Catch those triggers. Catch those thoughts. Frame them. Name them appropriately. And see where they reflect in your body. I'll give you some time. Anger. Take your time. Be patient with yourself. Notice your breath again. If for some reason you have shifted your attention, go back to your breath. It is the element of the air that we will be looking at today. We will be working with that. On the level of wisdom, on the level of truth, from within. Relax your back and your lower back. As you notice your chest moving through your breath, allow thoughts to come in. Welcome them with a smile. Use the breath to establish the connection with the thought. Catch it. Frame it by giving it a name, appropriate name. And then go back to the body and see what type of sensation and where this thought create it, initiate it. Then, from that body sensation, a new thought will arise. A new sensation will arise, freeing them. Clearing the pollution and that water bit by bit. Clarify from within. I know some of you enjoy when I mention that the energy is rising, when it's rising for all of us together, and this is the moment that it's rising again. Experience this beauty of the energy as it's rising and strengthening, but please recognize but it will change. The change is good. Catch the thought. That arises from the rising energy. The same way as any other thought. Catch it. Frame it. Give it a name. It will likely be a joyful name because it may bring a pleasant thought. You may want to try and cling to that emotion. Try and give greater value to the experience of this beautiful energy that just came. And to the thought that follows, to the emotion that it created. But I encourage you to equally catch it, frame it, name it, and then look inward. See where and how it affects your body. It could be a tingling sensation, a warm sensation, a light sensation, or anything else that you may experience in this moment. And then make room for the next. Make room for the next thought, for the next expression. Equally important. And then you free yourself. Allowing the next and the next to arise. Going deeper and deeper. Interesting that the wind or the air that the Tibetan see creates an inquiring mind. Love of knowledge and reasoning, respect for community, and a desire for freedom. Those are the mental associations that generally dominate the wind and the air element. Of course, we may also know of the bodily function that air inspires, the oxygenation, circulation, the lymphatic activity. The regulation of brain function. May that somewhat being influence on our personality. It plays a great role in how we react to other people. I think one of the surprising functions or experiences of the air and wind element would be that it helps us unconsciously have greater knowledge of our immediate environment. Because it influences touch and surface. Again, the words I'm saying, they inspire certain thoughts. They inspire certain emotional reaction. You may like or not like the words I'm saying. They may also inspire memory of the past. It's not coincidental. You're not hearing the words, you are listening to what they inspire in the mind. The mind is not clear. So much potential in what we can experience, and we want to bring that potential. So catch those thoughts, emotions, frame them, name them, and reflect on the body. Notice where they and how they give you any five senses experience. I'll give you some time. Again, energy is rising, is changing. You may have pleasant sensations that bring to pleasant emotions, pleasant thoughts. Please frame them, name them, and observe. Complete the cycle. Don't clinch to those. Don't try and keep them. Slowing yourself down. Use them as they're intended for your growth. So how do we use the five elements to activate our rejuvenation? You're already doing this right now. Genuinely. Lasting change can only happen when we use the pattern of our life that causes us to react, to notice as we catch them, notice them, acknowledge them, but more than that, we identify them in our body, where the body stores them, how it reacts to them, and then we let them go by observing them, by noticing them even more, deeper and deeper. And we will work with that in a moment. We use the elements to help us. Each of them becomes and carries a story about our body. To experience the change, the growth, you need to feel within your body and make room for that to happen. In our first day, as we're working with the element of air, we will also integrate other elements in this next meditation and a continuation of this meditation. But let's begin again by bringing back the attention to our breath. Let's focus on your breathing. Now, with your mind and your breath, let us try and feel the cavities in your body. Take your time. The first cavity may be your nostrils. Feel the cavity as the air is entering those nostrils with your mind and your breath. Your mouth. The stomach. Your intestine. Your bladder. All the cavities you could think of, your ears, you can also explore the cavities of your joints, your eye socket, use your breath to gain the sense of the size, the depth of these cavities. Take your time. Sounds sometimes it will be easy to sense that. Sometimes it will take a little longer. It's not coincidental that in some places it takes longer, in others it seems much faster. Take your time. Be diligent. Be patient with yourself. If the thought arrives, catch it and come back to the body. Come back to the breath. Come back to the mind exploring the cavities of your body. It is not coincidence that the mind creates the motion and thought. Listen to it. Catch it and bring it back. Pleasant and unpleasant sensations equally. Pleasant and unpleasant emotions equally. Let them change. Let it be a cycle of change. More freedom. Allow movement, internal and external. Notice the posture of the body may change. Those who are sitting down, it is a good time to stand up. As you stand up, you give a lot more freedom to your body to express itself as it needs. There is no restriction on the body anymore, and you gain greater area, especially now we talked about the air. Your ability to sense your entire body is much greater. But as you're standing up, you're also free. So give yourself that freedom. But what we'll do right now is, as you begin with your breath again, noticing that breath, we will literally join all those cavities that you were exploring. We will join them all into one, mentally. symbolizing the unity of all, gaining the sense of size and depth of this unity. Breathe as you create this unity. And notice how there's a tendency, maybe a natural tendency has already begun, for this unity to start flowing into your bones, into the bones of your body. Let it flow. Let it flow through all the hard areas now of the body, through the head, up, in all directions, through the bones, the skeleton, the arms, the fingers, the legs, the feet. And notice the freedom in the body. Sometimes you will find that there is a certain slowing down of flow in certain areas. Notice. Be patient. Also notice the mental state, the emotional state. Capture. Frame it. Name it. Bring it back to the body. Observe where it's going. Then go back to the breath, unified cavity, going into the bone, through the bone, free flow, no obstruction, not in the physical, not in the mental. And listen to your mind. Notice any change that you may feel. Pay attention to the smallest detail, to the little something. And when you do, you bring that cycle into a higher level. You're finally able to bring the little sensations. As you pay attention to them, they become obvious and they become the next experience. And then, again, the little sensations. As you pay attention to them, they too become your next experience. We're almost done with our first day. But even though I may not be guiding you, in a few moments, you will have an opportunity to experience it on your own. And that is a great opportunity because very often we try a little too hard for this live guidance. And then we step back and the experience becomes even more real because we're no longer trying so hard. We didn't realize how much we were controlling sort of being in the moment. So I encourage you to stay with this energy a little bit longer. And then following that, take some time, read through the instructions again of the daily reflection and make notes. Share those notes with us if you will. But be diligent and patient. In the beginning, it may be a little different, but it will be extremely powerful. You will see once again. I wish you all the best, all the good luck. You're making it happen from within. Until next time. This is our day one of the Tibetan Karma meditation, the wind in the air. We'll be here again next time for day two. Thank you for being here.